Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front. Just too much going on these days. You know, when you start doing all these crazy practices, it's like you're supposed to do something that's supposed to take like five minutes out of your day, two or three times a day. But when you're doing like five things and they're supposed to take 5 minutes, it's like the next thing you know, it's like you never, ever get out of the house. So one of the practices I'm doing is an actual writing practice. And I have to say that that alone takes about 15 minutes. And it seems to be getting longer and longer. But I'll be done with that very soon. Anyway, so really quickly, the weather. It's been like upstate end of summer weather, like what you get in the end of August, early September. So it's cold in the morning. It's cool at night, and it's kind of warm during the day, hot, actually. I think that we're going to go up into the 70s today. So typical for this time of year for what we've been experiencing, although they're saying record highs and, you know, record lows and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, handful of things I want to talk about. So the weather's been holding. We had a couple of rainy days, nothing major. That Hurricane Joaquin blew off. We never even felt it. It was like out in the Atlantic, closer to the United States, but uneventfully ineffective. So that was thankfully good. So handful of crazy things going on. One of the things is with these airline pilots falling asleep. So one of the reasons they discovered was that the oxygen levels in the cockpit were extremely low. The other two reasons, I have to tell you honestly, I haven't even heard yet, but that was the reason for the first. Now, the whole thing about that crazy flight flying into Joaquin, what idiot pilot is going to fly directly into a hurricane? I don't even understand that for the life of me. So that plane went down a couple of days ago. Just the most ridiculous, senseless crash on the face of all of it. It's just ridiculous. No words. That's all I can say. It's just unbelievable. You know, I feel for all those people. It was just, what a terrible loss. And okay, so let's talk about what's going on in the news. So in Oklahoma, we had that crazy shooting, right? So these guys come in and they're like, what's your religion? And then they shoot you. Now, I have to tell you, when a gun is pointed at your head, and thank God I've never experienced this firsthand, though I have held a gun, and putting a gun in your hand and being in a room where other people are shooting bullets, the noise of it alone is disarming. And the whole idea of trying to walk behind somebody that is about to shoot a gun is also disarming. Alarming is more like it. I remember when I was in the shooting range in Florida in July, and I was trying to walk through the shooting booth to the window where I was going to be shooting from, and everybody walks in very casually, and there are people shooting in the first, second, third stalls, and I'm trying to walk down to the fifth stall, and I have to tell you, every time the gun went off, I just kind of froze. I couldn't walk behind them for fear that some crazy thing would happen. The guy that was my instructor told me it's probably the safest place to be, that only one person's ever been shot in 4 years, and it was, I'm positive I told you the whole story, that it was the girlfriend shot her boyfriend in the leg because the empty casing landed in her bra, and so she jumped because it's very, very hot when it comes out of the gun. And it's startling. In fact, I have to tell you honestly, I taped my shirt shut. So it didn't, you know, and everything landed smack dab in the pockets. So it was very funny. I don't know if that happens to men, but apparently it goes there for women. Go figure, right? Who invented the gun? Man. Why? Where is the bullet going? Wherever it seeks, boobs. Again, designed by man. Okay, that I find very funny. So anyway, so here we are in Oklahoma, and these crazy guys decide that they're going to replicate another incident, and ask what's your religion and then shoot you if it's not theirs. So here's, and I'm not going to say that's not a travesty. It's like, I don't even get it. I mean, let's talk about for a second choice, okay? We're in America. Freedom of choice is number one. That's why everybody came to America in the first place, for freedom. It's so ridiculous, all these single oppressors. The woman that wouldn't let that couple get married because they were gay. I mean, who the hell put her in charge? Yeah, I'm still on that. So here we are. We're talking about this moron, Ben Carson. And isn't that it? Carson? Who the hell knows? Moron. Carson. So Ben Carson, new political whatever, decided, you know, he wants to... So stupid. The whole thing is so stupid. So Ben Carson comes up with this whole thing. And what does he say? He says, if anybody put a gun to my head, I would say, hey, guys, everybody attack him. Okay, because the gunman, whether he's got 6 rounds, 9 rounds, or 12 or 15 rounds in that handgun, isn't going to just randomly start shooting, right? So if 5 or 10 people attack him, chances are 90% of them are going to get shot. Now, there was one guy who took 7 bullets and lived, which was miraculous. But here's this moron, Carson saying, you know, I wouldn't tell him what my religion is. I would change the subject. Okay, let's put a gun to your head and really see what your reaction would be. You know, in the face of fear, you think that you're going to be the man to step up and say, everybody attack? Like, get the hell out of here, stupid moron. I have to tell you, it's just like, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Oh, just makes me insane. Crazy is what it is. Anyway, so, I don't know, there's just too many things going on. You know, I'd rather talk about NASA and what they're discovering and all the good stuff that goes on, you know. But there's just so much, like, stupid shit going on. It's just crazy. It's just, it's so other than, I don't know. So I decided that I'm going to let it go. I'm going to give up my studio. And, you know, I've been working on all these small pieces anyway. Now, that's not completely true. I have done a few very large paintings. But now I'm thinking about it, and a handful of people are telling me just pay the difference and stay there. I don't want to sign a lease. So I don't want to stay there because I don't want anybody to push me like that. And when I talk to other people and they've got windows and their spaces are larger and they're not paying, you know, the thing is that I really wanted to talk to somebody in the higher-ups and see if I could negotiate myself. Apparently, I'm having one of my friends who's in real estate telling me, do not negotiate with them. Do not say anything. Hide, fly under the radar, and just pay the difference. And if you have to pay the difference for 2 or 3 months, then you pay the difference for 2 or 3 months. Well, I have to say that all of this pressure on me for the past few months, I was painting, it took me a long time, but I did a painting in July that turned out to be my view on the Nepal earthquake. And then, yes, very political. And then... But it was not actually political. It was a statement on the effects, you know, thereof. And it's actually already been in a show, which was kind of interesting. And then the next one was, you know, something I did that was just random, that I was thinking about my watercolors and blowing them up and doing something that was just, I guess, beautiful aesthetically. You know, just to do something that had a nice high energy movement and flowers, and that's where my head's been. And so I just stuck this thing on the wall and started to paint. And that was finished really in the beginning of September. I want to say technically it was in August, but I know that I was still messing around with details in early September. I could be completely wrong. It might have been that I was working on the print that was purchased, because I sold a print of that painting, and what I did was I took that print and hand embellished it. So I repainted 85 and 90% of it, excluding, you know, certain parts. But I repainted quite a lot of that painting just because I wanted to make it really, you know, worthwhile, personal, I guess. Personal is a good one, rather than just taking a print and, you know, I don't know. When I sell my little watercolors as prints, I don't do a lot of hand embellishing. You know, I keep them really affordable, and I just, excuse me, I keep them really affordable, and yes, I'm still fighting whatever the heck it was that I contracted on Labor Day. One of my friends would probably say I have a spiritual ill, which, you know, it wouldn't surprise me, right? I've had spiritual colds before. They last like 6 weeks, so I guess this is coming to its tail end. So working on, there we go, hello. So working on, you know, just getting better. Although I have to say that I have been really tired the last few days. It's like on and off. I'm very, very energetic, and then I'm like extremely tired. So I'm not sleeping well at night again. Although I have to say that there were a few nights that were really spectacular. I guess that's a good thing. Anyway, so hand embellishing is not something that I do on the small prints. You know, I keep them very affordable, and I keep it really simple, and that's that, you know. So, yeah, you can own a Zilker, and you can own a Zilker very, very inexpensively. So the next thing you know, I'm sitting there, and I'm putzing around, and I just don't have, like, the drive. I look around that room, and I think, how the hell am I going to pack this up, and where am I going to take it? So now my thoughts are, I'll probably put it in storage, or as I like to call it, steerage, and progress from there. So the bigger stuff can be put in a space, you know, that I have access to, and if people want to see the work, you know, they can see the work. So I'm telling everybody, if you want to make a studio visit, please do it this month and do it soon, because I'm not going to be there much longer. I just don't foresee it. It's just not, I don't feel happy there. And if I'm not happy in a place, I can't be there. And I understand the whole Thoreau and the Giant going with you and all this good stuff. But the truth of the matter is, I just don't want to be there. And so that's my thought. So anyway, so lots going on this week. It's like one thing after the next. I have to say, I've been able to give myself a few mental health days, and I think now thinking about it, they weren't really mental health days. I think it was just like a wellness day because I was feeling under the weather. So you feel a little under the weather, and then the next thing you know, you want to kind of just chill out and, I don't know, sleep it off, I guess. Although I haven't been doing a lot of that. I've just been, you know, home and running to the studio and running errands for other people and taking care of things. And yeah, I guess that's, well, anyway. So there you have it. I don't know. So the up and down of the weather. So, you know, people are doing their pumpkin picking thing. You know, I never went apple picking this year, and I thought about it many times, and it's like you want to catch a day that's warm, brisk, but warm, right? You don't want a hot, hot day, because when you walk out into those apple fields, I know this is going to sound really crazy, it's not a field, it's an orchard. When you walk out into those orchards, when it's hot, for some reason, it's extremely hot. And the days that it's cool, it's cool, but it can feel warmer when you get out. I don't know. I'm not a fan of cold. So I don't ever want to be uncomfortable either way. You know, I guess the thing that I love about summer is walking out in a tank top and shorts, and you walk out of any place and it's still warmer outside than it is inside. That's something about that I just love. I guess maybe I really should move to Florida. You know, everybody's like, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? I'm like, I don't know where to go. I don't know where I want to be. And I have to say that the weather there is far more conducive to what my mind likes. And I don't know, the world is your oyster, so just choose and go. Isn't that really the best way to go? I mean, what I should have done, maybe I should get a Murphy bed in my bedroom and turn my bedroom into a studio. I have a very nice apartment. It could be a lot bigger. I guess, space. Let's talk about space for a minute. Space is a very interesting thing. When you have a little bit of space, you utilize it well. When you have a lot of space, things change in a dramatic way, right? So you can just make things different. Like you can, it's your space. You can handle it any way that you want, any way you see fit, right? So isn't that one of those things that it's like, I don't know, it's an interesting concept, space. So here I am sitting in my living room, and I'm sitting on one end, and I'm looking across my living room. So I'm sitting in what would be the dining area, but it's really all a large living room. And sitting here and looking at it as it is, it's not that large. My parents had a really palatial apartment in Manhattan on 55th Street for most of my life. My mom got rid of that apartment when she moved to Florida. Probably, she's been in Florida just about 8.5 years, 9 years. It's not quite nine, it's close. So she got rid of the apartment probably, I want to say probably 5 years ago. And I took this apartment almost 7 years ago. December will be 7 years. And so I remember that conversation with her and how much that apartment was, what the rent was then. And it was a one bedroom, but it was huge. It was a huge apartment. My apartment right now utilizes usable space. Let's go easy there. Usable space is probably about 900, maybe a little less, maybe 800. So let's say between 8 and 9. So let's say the whole apartment is just about 1,000, maybe a little under, because I have a lot of closet space. Actually, that's probably not accurate. It's probably closer to 8.5. And my last place was like 300 usable, and it was tiny. And I remember thinking, I had an eat-in kitchen, and I had a living room, bedroom, dining room. It was all one thing. I never had a dining room. My eat-in kitchen was my dining room. So here I have this usable space, and I have all these closets. And what I'm thinking is, I have a huge bedroom. In fact, my whole apartment probably would fit in my living room. And the bedroom is quite large, but I don't think it's bigger than the studio I have now. It's all again relative, right? Everything's relative. It's how the space is laid out, it's how it works. But if I could get rid of my bedroom and have everything in the living room and make this like my, it would just be, I'd be so crunched. I just don't want to do that. It's nice to have an actual living room, If I had a two-bedroom apartment and the ceilings were as high as they are, it would be perfect for a studio. It means I would never leave and there'd be cat hair everywhere. Yeah, but what are you going to do about that? It's just a crazy thing. So it's all relative. So the further out you get from New York, and I know everybody knows this, the more you can buy for your money. So whatever you think you have here, you're going to have more, larger, bigger, whatever, more spacious every other place that you go. So it's one of those things that you just have to figure it out, boom, 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 and then in what order are you going to do this? So I don't know. Having that space in Long Island City, it's been great being in Long Island City, and I've been there for a long time. I really have. I've been in Long Island City a long time. And all I can say is that maybe it's just time to move. I've been in the building I'm in there now almost as long as I've been in this apartment. In fact, I think it's exactly the same correlation. I think December will be 7 years. But I've been in Long Island City far longer than 7 years. So now I'm thinking, where do I want to go? Do I want to go to Westchester? Do I want to go to the Bronx? I don't know. I have to say I'm definitely thinking about other things. So, I don't know. My head is in so many places. And with all these practices, and, you know, I have to say they don't all fit together so well. One tells you to do one thing, one tells you to do another thing, and they're sort of kind of, they cancel each other out in a way. One is a practice that you do, one is a practice that you think about. They're very varied. One is a physical thing. I don't know. What are you working on? I guess that's the bigger question. What are you working on? What is the goal? What are you trying to achieve? Harmony and peace. Harmony and peace. I don't know. I guess that's kind of the where, right? That's the where. Harmony and peace. Yeah. I guess that's the only way to think about it, you know? I don't know. I do know, I know, but I'm still in a conundrum because I teach in Great Neck. I live in Queens. My studio's in Long Island City. I'm so all over the place. If I could just figure out the one place I want to be where everything is together, where it all culminates, I think that would be productive and good for me. And I've tried to get some people to help me sit down and flesh it out, but the truth of the matter is, it's only me. I think I'm the only one that can really do that anyway. So tomorrow I'm going and I'm looking at some new spaces, and I'm going to Connecticut on Friday and running around and sort of kind of almost avoiding my studio because the elephant in the room is the thing that I don't want to have to go and see. Isn't that crazy? I always loved being there, and now I'm not so happy being there, and I'm just paying this ridiculous amount of money and uncomfortable to be there. That's the bad thing. That's where it all goes. So I want to talk to those people and negotiate. I think that on my behalf, I would be the best negotiator. And yet, I'm being discouraged about that idea. And I don't get that. So who do you listen to? You listen to your gut anyway, but when people know real estate, I think what you do is you listen to the people that know real estate. Isn't that the way that goes? I don't know. I have a lot of numbers for real estate agents, and I think that when I get off this phone, that's what I'm going to end up doing is I'm going to sit down, make some phone calls, and just start really being proactive and looking. Because rather than spending the next amount of money, I would rather take a storage space and pay a shitload less and then try to figure out where I'm going. That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, so that's about it. So I went to Costco, and I bought a new case for my phone. Let's talk silly stuff, right? So I had this big case I ordered on Amazon, which is going back, actually, because it made my phone unmanageably large in my hand. It was like I couldn't really hold the phone. Now I have a case that actually fits the phone, and I already broke the screen on it just trying to adjust it. It was crazy. So now this has to get replaced. Just fun stuff, you know, just good old fun stuff. That's just the way it goes. Isn't that the way it goes? Because it goes that way. Yeah, yay, yippee-ki-yay. just the nature of the beast. And so, yeah. So I got all these, all right, so I get a text message from Sprint telling me, oh, by the way, you're going to get charged if you don't turn on your old device. I'm like, my old device? Holy cow. My old device was returned to you like 2 to 3 weeks ago. There's nothing I can turn on. So, and I had to call them up and take care of that. So that's a done deal. And I don't know. Then something with cable. It's just, you know, one silly thing after the next. It's just the nature of the beast. It's just the way it goes. It's so silly. It's quite amazing. Anyway, so I have to say a happy birthday to the kitty. And, yeah, that's the day. Today's the day. So happy birthday to the kitty. And, you know, I think that my brother might be getting another cat. I saw this little cute thing on Facebook. Very funny. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not ready to get another kitty. I think that he would get a little upset. So I can't go do that to him just yet. But when I get a bigger space and I have more space, depends on the space. Because if it's a house with a yard, I think I'm going to get a dog. That's what I think I'm going to do. So, yeah, that's what's in the head, the mind, you know. So I'll have another cat, and I'll get a dog. I think that would be the better way to go. You know, good company. Isn't that the funny thing? Type of company. I don't know, cats are so easy. You don't have to take them out 3 times a day. You know, I still feed them twice a day, but if I go away, I can leave him overnight, at least a night, maybe two, and he's totally fine, you know, with dry food. But a dog, you can't do that with a dog, you know. The bigger the animal, the more work they are. Isn't that the way it goes? I guess that's the way it goes, right? That's a funny thing. So, so happy birthday to my guy. And, yeah, pretty much. I think I'm going to, I have a lot of running around to do today. I'll be in the city later, and I'm going way uptown. I'll be in the Bronx later. And, yeah, just one thing after the next. Just the way it goes. So, anyhow. So, yeah, the news. I have to tell you, it's just depressing, and it gets more and more depressing. It's like I get sad listening. It's hard to watch the news these days, especially when morons come on and say what 90 seconds. When a moron comes on and says what he would have done, you know, you can't say that. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. Be in the situation, live it, and then say what you would have done. So if you react this way and then you step up and you say, I did it this way, then you can say, wow, that was pretty impressive. But to say in hindsight, I would have done this. You have no idea. You know, more than likely, if someone put a gun to his head, he probably would have pissed himself and just started crying. Those are the ones that fall hardest, fastest, right? Aren't they? They crumble. Who knows what's going to happen? The guy that did step up, that took 7 bullets and survived, I'm like thinking that guy was like a really bad shot or had no idea. Or he really didn't want to kill the guy, thank God. Or the guy's will was just too strong and resilient, and then he couldn't, you know. I don't know. You go when it's time to go, right? Anyway, speaking of time to go, so thank you so much for listening. I know this was a few minutes short, maybe a minute short, because I was on with Sprint when I first, when I was trying to call in because I was rectifying a situation that they mishandled, 10 seconds, that they mishandled last week. Oh, by the way, I know that I said I was going to tell you what the plant is. You know, I never uploaded a picture. Crazy as this is, as busy as I've been, as non-busy as I've been, I haven't done anything. So the plant is called Mandevilla, and it's just gorgeous. It's an annual, and the flowers on it are just spectacular. So Mandevilla, Mandevilla, Mandevilla. And it really is spectacular. And I have to say that last night, my kitty, for the first time in a very long time, attacked a plant. So I guess his stomach wasn't feeling so good because he doesn't usually do that. And that makes me very sad. But, you know, he's still an animal. And that's what they do. I guess it was a birthday thing. Who knows? Anyway. So thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa of The Lisa Lisa Show signing off. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. Bye.